This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McIntyre is joining us now. She's getting ready for the Garva show.
Ready for Garva show, yes. I'm in sunny Garva now.
Lovely. Is Garva really sunny?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there is sun. Uh-huh. But yeah, very sunny. It might be a wee splash of rain too, but yeah. There's sun. Well, when I say sunny, it's... it's not dark.
It's not real. It's a bit miserable in Belfast now, I have to say. So we're talking about batch cooking, and this time of the year, of course, students going away, people heading off, maybe cooking for themselves the first time, and just with the prices of everything rocketing, £5 for a block of butter, for a pound of butter, nearly died during the week. You kind of think, right, what can I do and how do you do this to make it? Are there things that work better than others in terms of batch cooking? And
I think... the cheaper cuts, John, you know, the muscly cuts. So something like beef cheek that we're doing today is very good. Shin. Another great one is ham hock. So ham, sort of knuckle, you know, still pretty cheap. And you get bags of flavour. Anywhere where you get a bit of bone as well or muscle, you're going to get more flavour from. Now, it's going to take a bit longer to cook. But if you cook that, you're getting all the stock out. If you're getting quite a good bit of meat out of it. And then if you cook, you know, I would always get cooked beans or lentils in that stock. So you're getting extra protein. And then, you know, you can fire in potatoes but as well if you wanted to. So I think the key is to get a big pot. And when you are putting the oven on, get as much into the oven as you can. You know, do a big pot. And if you're going to make some bread or something, get that in at the top as well too. So... for the last bit of cooking, but
well, there's a couple of people already. We have Patricia bulk cooks bolognese. She does mixed bean chili and makes a big large lasagna for the freezer as well. Does the same for crumbles and soups. Mrs. Walker's looking for winter warming, money saving recipes. Loads of those on our website as well.
There's absolutely loads. Yeah.
And somebody asked Caroline at one point, spaghetti bolognese again. I mean, is it one of those you can't do? You know, things that have. I'd always be nervous about freezing something that is like cream or milky or creamy sauce in it. Can you? Or
I know if you do, but if double cream will freeze well because of the fat contents with the cream in it. But the other thing that's sort of, you know, if to freeze is potatoes might be a wee bit awkward because you know the start. Can split on you. But the thing, you know, if you do a tomato, some tomato based, and the thing about it is, you know, you can still buy the tins of tomatoes quite cheaply, John, but if you cook them out for ages with vegetables and, as you know, with beans or with lentils, I always start with a wee bit of bacon. You know, if you get a wee small amount of good bacon, will permeate through the whole thing, give it lots of flavour. And then that could be your base. I normally make a base of a tomato and lentil, you know, with maybe, you know, some garlic in it. Black garlic's a good thing. Porcini mushrooms, you can still buy them quite cheaply, you know, dried ones, but they'll give you a real umami.
Beefy kind of taste,
And then see with that lentil tomato sauce, make that into a bolognese. You can make it into a soup. You can make it into a sauce with pasta. You could add chicken thighs to go with rice. You can, you know, there's so much you
make
can do.
Make a curry out of it even, probably.
A curry, absolutely. But have that base sauce that you've made already. And then the thing is, you know, the other thing that people were talking about batch cooking, about slow cooking, if you want to save energy as well, fast cooking. So get your pan, you know, good and hot. And, you know, if you want to do chicken thighs, for example, batter them out, you know, in between cling film or parchment paper. Get the pan on, nice bit of oil, and they'll cook in probably about 3 minutes if they're thin.
You know,
there's things like that that you can do, even chicken breasts. You can buy some of those cheaper cuts of meat like anglets and bavette steak that's pretty cheap.
And your skirt, and you're
just flash frying that.
Mm-hmm.
And then have that with the beans that you had. And if you are going to use another thing as good as a steamer, because you've got one ring on and you've got all your sort of layers. So you've got your, you know, your carrots, your broccoli, your spuds, or your rice, or whatever, but do everything at once. You concentrate in one ring.
Yeah. Top tips.
Yeah. So beef cheek
braised with ale and pickled walnuts and creamy turnip mash in three minutes. How do you do a beef cheek?
Well, okay. So the beef cheek, now, you need to go to a butcher. If you can't put beef cheek, you could use shin for this. Really hot pan, seal it off. There's onion, there's celery, there's, you know, tinned tomatoes. I put a wee bit of ale in it on stock. You don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of sugar just to cut out the ale. And then a couple of pickled walnuts. And pickled walnuts are one of those really old-fashioned tastes that just really pack a punch. You know the way you get it in the supermarket beside, like, things like anchovy essence and things like that?
Oh, right.
You always tend to ignore. But they're brilliant flavours. And then just put a lid on that, put it into the oven, cook it really slowly. Do a lot of them. You know, I did like two big beef cheeks, cut them up into four. They'll take a couple of hours to cook, and then that's you. And then just take it out. You've got your sauce there, and it'll go nice and thick for you. And then slice another couple of pickled walnuts on top of your beef cheek. But I've got the beef cheek in here, and you know, you want to press it down, John, so that it's
covered.
I don't know if you can hear that. Just press it so it's completely. That it's fork tender, it's actually spoon tender.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the creamy turnip mash, there's no cream in it, there's no butter in it. So just cut up your turnip, cook it as ordinary, cook your spuds separately.
I don't know whether the line dropped out there or whatever, but you said creamy turnip mash and you didn't put any butter and you didn't put any cream in it. Are you all right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm cutting down the money here, John. You know, butter's, as you said, it's like £4 a pack now. Just cook your turnip, you know, cube it up till it's nice and soft, and blend it with a bit of sour cream, and then fold that into your mashed potato, and you get a really, really lovely creamy, you know, it looks, because the turnip's in it, it looks like you've got a really buttery mash, but actually it's not, it's the turnip. And turnips are fantastic at the moment, you know, they're at the beginning of the season, and they're nice and sweet, and they're lovely.
That is so fantastic.
Turnips
and mash and sour cream.
Yeah, why
perfect.
Not?
Yeah. So that's beef cheek braised with ale and pickled walnuts, mm-hmm. creamy turnip mash. David Bolton asked me during the week, and he says, have you heard of Nutting Day? Did you ever hear of Nutting Day? He said 12th of September that it brought nuts into school, the gathering nuts and all that for the 12th of September.
I never heard of that until last night in a WhatsApp group. Would you believe that?
No way.
And I'd never heard of it before, yeah. And it's all about the hazelnuts.
It's a thing.
So I mean, they're around the place in parks and things. You can pick your hazelnuts and now's the time. Can I do a wee plug?
Quick plug, yeah.
We're talking about that beef cheek, Friday night at 7:30, the new TV series, and I'm cooking beef cheeks on Friday evening.
Hamley.
Another way to cook them. Hamley's back.
Hamley is back again. What time? BBC?
7:30, BBC One on Friday night.
Friday night, 7:30.
Beef cheeks, a nice main course and a lovely pudding.
Fantastic. Don't miss it.
Yeah, they are.
Paula, thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
Enjoy
Joe.
Garva and enjoy Eglinton. You're heading off to Eglinton a wee bit later
yes.
on to the show there as well. But thanks for joining us this morning. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.